This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Do you like rugby league? Do you know what I mean? A rugby league make me scream.
Yeah, we do love rugby league, and he gets a little royalty every time we do that.
Yeah.
Pete Cullen, he's in the house with his brother. How are you?
Oh, great. Great being with the two double Ds today, the two Dans.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Dangerous.
Deadly and deadlier.
Deadly and dangerous.
Deadlier and deadlier.
Yeah. Or dumb and dumber.
Minute to minute. Wish whip.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries, mate.
Yeah.
How are you guys? What a beautiful day it is today in Brisbane.
I can't wait to get outside. Oh. We've only got, 30 minutes.
You beauty.
We're out the door.
Pop on down to West End and grab a coffee and enjoy the sunrise state.
Yeah.
I thought it was the smart state.
Yeah, no.
The Olympic state.
Yeah. Redcliffe, it's all happening up there at the minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be announced that the Dolphins will be the...
How do you know that for sure?
We've got more scoops than Mr. Whippy, brother. I'm telling you. You know, we've got a couple of hard-hitting journalists here that...
Word on the street out in Redcliffe is that it's looking pretty positive.
Yeah.
I'm always a bit pessimistic. I just want to make sure it's all going to happen. But I tell you what, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Because the one good thing is I can get off Parramatta after, you know...
No.
Okay, forever.
This
and I can go
over.
For the Dolphins.
It's a good move.
This interview is over.
It's Parra's year next year, I reckon.
Come on, bro.
Yeah,
on.
Parra's year next year.
36 years without a premiership.
Say so. What's been happening? You've been busy, bro.
Mate, been really busy. Been in the studio working out a few new tunes and just signed with Hartsville Records out of Sydney. And, things are going really, really cool. And you know, I thought when I went into COVID, it was kind of the end of my musical career. I was like, you know, it's all over now. Things are shutting down. I'm getting older. But since things have been opened up, start of this year, just been going off. It's been great.
Excellent, mate.
Yeah.
Love your music. You've always been someone I admire musically. And, you know, tell us about your songwriting process. How do you come up with songs, or do you like working with people, or you're a solitary sort of hermit dude that sits in the dark and scribbles?
I like working with people, but I don't know if people like working with me. since I was probably 18, picked up a guitar, I've just been writing songs. So whether it's with the guitar strumming away and something comes to me, or I'm just walking down the street and something will come into my mind, and I'll just record it onto my phone, just talk it in there. And then, you know, it can be, you know, one day later, or it could be 6 years later. I'll work on the song and finish it off and that kind of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, I guess what inspires you to write? You know, what do you see and feel when you're on your travels? You know, everyone's got their own processes and their own sort of sources of inspiration, I guess, but... You know, we know the Rugby League song, but other than that, sort of, how do you describe your music and your songwriting?
Yeah, I suppose it's been a real journey for me. I was in a blues rock band when I was younger. We had pretty good success on Triple J and stuff like that. Then I gave up music for 5 years, didn't even pick up a guitar. And then I kind of got into country music and all sorts of different... I've released 5 albums since then, so that every album's kind of different, different kind of sound. So I suppose it's... What inspires me a lot is, in the past, probably protest music, talking about issues in the community, that kind of stuff. But then just the environment that I live in, whether it's the beach, whether it's going out, being in the desert or, you know, whatever, in the rainforest, whatever, it's that, I suppose, natural life really inspires me as well.
Mm. COVID been tough on everyone, as you said there before, especially musos or those who work in... you know, the hospitality industry, and that goes from, you know, venue, people who work in venues sweeping them up, and bartenders and servers and people like that. And there hasn't been a great lot of support from particularly government to prop up the industry. We saw, you know, Johnny owns the Trifford and also the Fortitude Music Hall come out really strong in the last couple of days. And a post that went viral there about, you know, the lack of support when there's, you know, 30,000 at Lang Park for the grand final, and they can only be open at 25% capacity.
Yeah.
It, you know, kind of does baffle you. It makes you go, well, hang on a minute. What, how, yeah, as much as I love rugby league, I love music too. What?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard being a rugby league lover and being in the music industry. But yeah, no, it's been very hard, especially for my mates who live in Sydney and Melbourne. In Brisbane, luckily we've still got a lot of gigs open, but down there they're totally shut down and it's been like dire straits for them. They've got pretty much no support. Things aren't changing, things aren't opening up, but hopefully with the vaccination rates getting up there, we're going to see a big change. I think overseas at the moment, in a few countries in Europe, there's a lot of positive changes going on. Things are opening up and things are settling down. So, well, fingers crossed that's where we're going in the next, couple of months.
Too well. All right, you've been in the studio, you've been writing new songs. What can we expect from your new release?
Oh, well, it's really interesting. It's going to be going in a little bit of a new direction with the Hartsville kind of sound. So it's kind of like late 70s Eagles meets Kenny Rogers.
Oh, brother.
So, really kind of sexy Americana kind of stuff. Yep. Yeah.
That's a combo.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers in the Eagles.
Yeah, you know, like the suits on with the open shirts. Beards,
that's
cowboy hats.
I grew up on, and I grew up out in Moree, out in northwest New South Wales, kind of Gomeroi country.
Yeah,
and I suppose it's a lot for young brothers and sisters that grew up in regional areas. And back in those days, in the '70s, I was born in 1975, so we grew up with Creedence and you know, Cold Chisel and the Eagles and all this great music, bluegrass. I think it was back then. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but yeah. So when this sort of genre comes back and the storytelling, it's yeah, brings you back home, doesn't it?
Brings a tear to an old man's eye.
Oh,
yeah.
It does. Thinking about me nan and love those
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Got some stories about Moree.
Yeah.
And my dad lived there for a long time. All my brothers and sisters were born there.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, so.
Centre of the world, Moree.
Yeah, it was great. I used to love going down to the baths down there and, you know. My dad worked on Starwin Farms, the pecan farm just out of town there.
Biggest in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, so that was. You know, that's probably where my country roots come from.
Yeah, right.
Down there. Even though I was born in Queensland. My parents moved up here in, I think, 75, 76.
Yep.
I was born in 77, so, yeah. Same vintage, but.
Oh, mate.
Grew up on the same music.
Oh, me, I'm an 80s boy.
Righto, young fella, keep it down.
Well, give us a taste of your Kenny Rogers meets the Eagles.
Okay. All right. I forgot what it's called. Hang on.
Let's make a name for it. You play it and then we'll name it.
Here we go. This one's called Take My Breath Away. This hasn't been heard yet. You had me gone right from the start, but when you left, it broke my heart. That was yesterday. Time went on, drifted apart. The other day, saw you walk past, took my breath away. But that was yesterday. You take my breath away. Well, tell me what you want. Baby, you got it. Anything you need, give me another shot. Talking honestly, you take my breath away. Well, how I miss talking to you, and lonely times still gets me through. You're the only one that I really want, the only one. Tell me what you want, baby, you got it. Anything you need, give me another shot. Talking honestly, you take my breath away.
emotions. Catch a sunset, just you and me. Feel the spark, don't pretend it's not true. I don't want anyone but you. Tell me what you want, baby, you get it. Anything you need, give me another shot. Talking honestly, you take my breath away. Well, like a sunny day, you take my breath away.
Yeah, Pete Cullen, live with us here on the Breakfast Show, Murray Country. Love the song, mate.
Thanks, man.
Title needs a bit of work.
Oh, don't worry. Sure, can... Take my breath away.
No, I'm just gambling, brother. But how do you? Is that a hard part of a song? You know, picking a name for it. It's like naming a kid.
Yeah, well, I've never really I haven't written love songs for a long time. I suppose I've been married for like 21 years, so
no love songs.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of weird. Kind of been writing all these outlaw country songs and all these protest kind of songs.
And rugby league was a
and the rugby league song. And the guy that I'm working with now, he's like, dude, you need to write some love songs. So I had to delve deep into the soul and remember, you know, I'm still madly in love with my wife, so she takes my breath away. So I thought that was
beautiful.
The title for it.
And you know what? Funny you mentioned the Eagles there, because I was getting, you know, some mad tequila sunrise vibes. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Peaceful, easy feeling. Even some, you know, some Dr. Hook feeling there. Yeah,
yeah, and the whole orchestration with it, with pedal steel and some really kind of sexy lead guitar. It's pretty cool.
I can't wait to see you in an open button shirt with a big cowboy hat.
Yeah, man.
Singing that to swooning women in the
just
crowd.
Come to Lefty's on Friday.
I live just down the road, actually. I live just down the road from Lefty's.
You've been hanging around the front of that like a stray dog.
Yeah, my neighbour.
I think I met you one night, actually.
Wasn't me. Now, my neighbour's Ronnie Neal could talk about Lefty's a lot, so we're going to go up there together. So we might have to come up and see you, brother.
That'd be fantastic.
You.
Yep. You'll
eat
love
some
it.
Popcorn, enjoy some live music. All right. Pete Cullen, you're a superstar, mate. We love you, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.